It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Five people were killed and more than 40 injured when a vehicle drove into a Christmas parade Sunday in Waukesha, Wisconsin. The mayor, Sean Riley, called it a horrible and senseless act. The police chief said that the suspected vehicle was recovered and a person of interest has been taken into custody. And so far, that's about all we know. Demonstrators protesting Kyle Rittenhouse's acquittal retraced the route that the Illinois teen walked in Kenosha, Wisconsin on the night that he shot and killed two people and wounded a third during protests over the police shooting that paralyzed Jacob Blake. The marchers carried signs reading, "Reject racist vigilante terror," and "The whole system is guilty." The Reverend Jesse Jackson had been scheduled to join the protest, but he didn't show up. His Rainbow Push Coalition said the 80-year-old civil rights leader was instead preparing to ask congressional leaders to pressure the Justice Department to investigate the case. NAACP President and CEO Derek Johnson said Sunday that the acquittal was a, quote, warning shot that vigilante justice is allowed in this country. Rittenhouse said he fired in self-defense. Congress is on recess this week for Thanksgiving. Before they left, the House passed the president's Build Back Better agenda. The bill now goes to the Senate, where Democrats will try to negotiate with obstructionist conservative Democratic senators Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema to address their disagreements on the size and scope of the package. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said, quote, "The House did a very strong bill. Everyone knows that Manchin and Sinema have their concerns, but we're going to try to negotiate with them and get a very strong, bold bill out of the Senate, which will then go back to the House and pass." Schumer then said he'd like to get the bill done by Christmas. So would we. Well, as the weather turns colder, COVID is heating up again. About 35,000 people marched in Brussels on Sunday to protest enhanced COVID-19 restrictions imposed to fight the latest surge in Belgium. Things got out of hand after some of the crowd dispersed. A few hundred lingering protesters clashed with police and set bins of garbage on fire. Police responded with tear gas and water cannons. But it's not only Belgium. A number of European countries have also announced renewed measures to curb infections since the WHO identified Europe as a current pandemic hotspot last week. Rioting broke out at The Hague on Saturday over the Dutch government's new coronavirus measures, and about 40,000 people on Saturday crowded the streets of Vienna in that country's biggest coronavirus-related protests to date. Dutch police arrested more than 30 people Saturday night as anti-lockdown protests continued into their second night. Now, at least those riots weren't as violent as those that hit Rotterdam on Friday night when 51 people were arrested and three were shot by police. But they were more widespread. Saturday, massive protests in Austria against their new lockdown that takes effect today. Over 40,000 people turned out in Vienna to show their outrage. The Netherlands' vaccination rate is among the highest in Europe, while Austria's is one of the lowest. Protests against new COVID restrictions also popped up in Croatia and Italy. Meanwhile, the number of U.S. COVID-19 deaths in 2021 has surpassed the 2020 death toll. According to data provided by Johns Hopkins University, 385,343 Americans were reported to have died of COVID in 2020. Still, if you and your family members are fully vaccinated, Dr. Fauci says it's okay to ditch the masks and enjoy your family this year. Fauci did note that if you're traveling or unaware of the vaccination status of the people you're with, then you should wear a mask. At press time, closing arguments are in progress in the trial over Ahmaud Arbery's killing, and the stakes are high. Lots of people watching with concerns about favoritism in the U.S. legal system toward white men with guns after the Kyle Rittenhouse verdict was decided in his favor on Friday. Now, this is interesting. Fox News contributors Stephen Hayes and Jonah Goldberg have resigned in protest over what they described as incendiary and false claims by some of the channel's hosts in support of Donald Trump. Both men told NPR that the breaking point was Tucker Carlson's Patriot Purge, a three-part series on the January 6th Capitol attack by a mob of Trump supporters. Goldberg saying, quote, "It traffics in all manner of innuendo and conspiracy theories that I think legitimately could lead to violence. That, for me and Steve, was the last straw." Okay. And finally, President Biden has assured key donors and allies that he plans to run for a second term in 2024. If elected, that means he'd be 82 years old on Inauguration Day, completely shattering the record held by Ronald Reagan, who was 73. This announcement comes amid concerns over Kamala Harris's low approval ratings. Some inside the party have expressed concerns about the president's health. Others are suggesting that his statements about running again are an insincere but necessary strategy to avoid turning himself into a lame duck. It's still early. It's still really early. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and The Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is fully listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.